This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, this is ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Did you know that you could tattoo your eyeballs? Did you know that that's something that's going on, that that's supposed to be something that's pretty sexy? Apparently, I could use all the help I could get, and I'm not afraid of needles, but honestly, my eyeballs, did you guys know eyeball tattoos is supposed to be a thing now? Well, apparently a model was getting her eyeball tattoo, you know, like you go in for a wax or whatever, but she went in, a 24-year-old Kat Gallinger from Ontario, Canada, and unfortunately she went blind. After, big surprise on that one, getting her eyeball tattooed. Apparently, it's called a sclera tattoo. Sclera is the white part of the eye, eyeball. And I guess it's not hip to have your eyes white anymore. And so what people are doing is getting another color injected into it. So, I guess she tried to get purple ink injected into her right eye. Gallagher said that she got the tattoo in mid-September, and since then, it has swelled, purpled up even more, leaked colored tears, and her vision now appears to be permanently ruined. According to the model, who has been posting written and video updates on her Facebook page, the damage was, quote, caused by undiluted ink, over-injection, and not enough smaller injection sites during the procedure. Oh, I didn't know there was a science to this. Gallagher's eye initially began leaking the light purple ink before swelling shut. 3 weeks later, the sclera began to swell and hemorrhage, with the sclera tearing up due to a puncture from the needle. Oh, actually tearing due to a puncture from the needle. Led to irritation, double and blurred vision. Doctors gave her drops and ointments to contain the swelling, dispel the ink, dilate the pupil, and help disperse the ink. I mean, in her defense, the purple is really cool. I mean, it's cool looking. I just don't know why you would mess with your eyes. Oh, we got two of them, Dr. Dahlia. No. Okay? You don't want to lose one of them. They say doctors are concerned that the equipment might not have been sterile. There could have been an infection caused by the ink. One commentator over videos asked if she was planning to take legal action. She said yes. Isn't it a stupid idea to go and get that? Well, I guess you could sue the tattoo parlor. Gallagher acknowledged that she should not have trusted the artist who repeatedly asked her to get the tattoo done, but also said he should not be insisting on performing a sensitive procedure without proper training. Gallagher warns others to do their research on artists, body modification procedures, and to reach out to others to get feedback. Okay, well, here's my feedback. Don't stick a needle or ink or try to get a tattoo of your eye. That's my feedback. As receiving comments that what she did was, quote, stupid, Gallagher said in an emotional video, she got a comment. Somebody commented that I was stupid. She goes, you know what? You really think that after something like this, I'm not the first person thinking that. I'm the first person to think that every single time I look at myself. So Gallagher now has to wear light-sensitive dark glasses inside and outside. She's probably has to end her modeling career because her eye is, like, now completely messed up. And she says she doesn't see herself comfortable doing another shoot. And they say doctors have done corneal tattoos for medical reasons that could cover discoloration from disease or injury. But the trend of sclera tattoos, I guess, started back in 2007. And there's a couple sites, if you Google them up, on scleral tattoos. I'm looking at one where the eye looks like a baseball. All right, this is pretty cool. Okay, so I'm looking at, and again, I don't know if this is photoshopped, but you see the blue iris, the white eye, and you see the red stitching like a baseball that she did with her eye. I mean, it blows my mind. It's a work of art, but are you kidding me? On the eye? In Oklahoma, the state senate passed a bill declaring scleral tattoos illegal in 2009. I think more states might want to think about that. So, for those of you kind of naive to the tattoo world, the tattootourist.com gives us a tutelage. You know, there's a vegan tattoo. These vegan tattoos, I guess, will not use products that contain animal products. They use a mixture of tattoo ink and I guess lanolin, is it? Anyway, they say black tattoo ink, all right, is essential for tattooing, and I guess you need shellac, and shellac is an insect byproduct that comes from the secretion of a beetle. And so there are vegan tattoos that I guess where you can use I guess a sort of ink that doesn't have animal product in it. Who knows? And then the scleral tattoos are eyeball tattoos. A lot of controversy. Apparently it was pioneered in, I believe, Ontario, maybe Canada. And people think it's pretty sexy. I don't. What else do they have in there? UV tattoos. Oh! Now, this is cool. UV light. They're tattoos made with a special ink that is visible under UV light. Depending upon the ink, they could be nearly invisible in non-UV environments. So, this is cool. So, let's say you have a job where you really can't have tattoos, but you like to party. And where you like to party and, you know, disco or whatever the hell you do in some of these places. Okay, I know we don't disco anymore, but I love the word disco. There's a lot of UV light, these clubs, underground clubs. So what you're able to do is then when you go to the club, you can take off your shirt or do whatever, and then everybody can see your tattoo. It's like, oh, man, you got a tattoo. So it's a way to still kind of be cool. And, yeah. There is a cremated remains tattoo. They say ashes are essentially carbon, and carbon is the main ingredient of black ink. So I guess you can bring your family's ashes and have them tattooed into you and carry them with you for life. Yeah, I think I'll pass. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this week we found out that Julia Louis-Dreyfus reveals that she has breast cancer. I hope I'm pronouncing. Is it Louis? Julia Louis-Dreyfus? All right. Well, I've been probably mispronouncing it ever since Seinfeld. The one of my favorite comedians on Seinfeld and Veep. She gets a little too political for my taste, but a phenomenal comedian, actress. I'm a huge fan of hers. Love Veep, love Seinfeld. And on social media, she revealed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer the day after she won her sixth consecutive Emmy. She wrote, "One in eight women get breast cancer. Today I'm the one." She's 56 years old. She wrote, "The good news is that I have the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends. The bad news is that not all women are so lucky. So let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality." I would agree with her on the universal health care part if, it meant that everybody could get, you know, the mammograms and the biopsies and the, you know, breast cancer, treatment, as easily as, you know, they claim that government insurance, well, you know, my guess is she is not on government-run insurance. My guess is she has a private insurance plan. But anyway, I won't argue with that. And I feel bad for her. I mean, you know, she's an amazing, artist. And, it's going to be a tough fight. Now, what about the staging? Everyone's asking, well, is she stage one? Is she stage two? What's her stage? Well, my guess is if the Emmys just happened, didn't the Emmys just happen about a week or two ago? So my guess is for her to give us this revelation that she has breast cancer, my guess is she must have had some sort of a lump or an abnormal mammogram. It had to be biopsied. She went through the biopsy. Then the biopsy report came back. Looks like that, you know, initial site, the mothership, ground zero, has cancer. And now they need to find out if it spreads to lymph nodes, etc. So breast cancer is staged based on how big the lump is, if it spreads to lymph nodes, etc. And there is now a zero stage breast cancer. That was kind of new to me. So, yeah. You could be zero stage, where abnormal cells or lining in the ducts or sections of the breast is present. Results in increased risk of developing cancer in both breasts, but there's a 100,000 or 100% survival rate, they say, because obviously you don't have an actual mass that hasn't spread. They found some abnormal cells. Hopefully if they scoop out all those cells, you have a 100% chance of dealing with that stage. All right, because it hasn't done anything yet. It hasn't turned into anything. So, you know, a stage zero breast cancer means there's some abnormal cells that were found. All right? Stage one is where cancer has been found in the breast, and the tumor is less than 1 inch in diameter. So if you have a 5-millimeter breast cancer tumor, that's stage one. If you if your tumor starts to be about 1.5 inches, almost 2 inches, now you're going into stage two. You see, so they kind of make it easy for you to learn that. Right? And they say the cancer may also spread to your axillary lymph nodes. Now, your axillary lymph nodes are the ones that are right under the arm. And that would be, you know, again, how the body wants to clean out the, cancer. So you may start to see swelling, or possible, metastasis of the, or spread of the cancer to the lymph node. Now that would be stage two. People think, oh my God, if it's went to the lymph node, I'm stage four. No, not necessarily. And stage two survival rate is 88%. Stage one, I forgot to tell you, was 98%. So there's only a 2% chance of you dying if you have a stage one breast cancer. And my guess is those 2% maybe didn't really have stage one, but it was a higher stage that never got caught. But, you're able to scoop out of stage one, you got a 98% chance of living. With stage two, you're able to fight a stage two, and one of my family members had a stage two, thank God, was able to, you know, fight that, 88% survival rate. Okay, now this is where it starts getting tricky, a stage three. Stage 3 is where the tumor is larger than 2 inches across, with extensive spread to axillary and nearby lymph nodes. There could be dimpling of the breast, inflammation, change of skin color. There, it's a 52% survival rate. And then, stage 4, this is just where it's bad. This is where it is spread beyond the immediate region of the breast. Like with Olivia Newton-John, it spread to her back. That's a stage 4. It's a 16% survival rate. I wrote an article on this. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com. And the infographic came from Johnson Health. Now, how common is breast cancer? Well, 1 in 8, again, we haven't really changed with that. It's been 1 in 8 now for decades. But 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer in the course of their lifetime. And according to breastcancer.org, an estimated 252,710 cases of invasive breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed in women in the U.S., with 63,400 cases of non-invasive breast cancer. So we're looking at 250,000 people a year getting the bad invasive breast cancer. And they say 40,000 of these women are expected to die this year. So we lose 40,000, almost 41,000 women a year to breast cancer. So what's the first line screening tool? Mammograms. And if you go to my website and go on the article, you'll see my mammogram. I put it up there. It's really scary, though, guys. You guys are going to be like, man, you'll never want to look at breasts again. Go to my website, find the breast cancer article on Julia Louise Dreyfus. And they say mammograms are the first-line screening tool for breast cancer. Currently recommended, and this is what really makes my episiotomy scar burn, biennial for women age 50 to 74. So what does that mean? It means every 2 years. If you're 50 years old, then you could start getting your mammograms every 2 years. If you are at higher risk, your mammogram screening can start earlier. You could also get follow-up ultrasound, etc. But right now, the guidelines say, according to the United States Preventive Services Task Force, to not start screening in a healthy population till they're 50. And then just do it every 2 years. Why? That saves money. All right. They want to save insurance companies money so, you know, the premiums don't go up. Well, the premiums are up anyway. And they're concerned about, well, you know, if you're mammogramming every year, you know, you could be exposed to radiation. There's a lot of false positives. I told you guys what I thought about false positives. False positives is where you go in, you get a pregnancy test, and you're not even pregnant, and it says, oh, you're pregnant. That's a false positive. But you having something that looks abnormal on mammogram, and you get a biopsy done, and the biopsy says, no, that looks okay, you don't really call that a false positive, or you shouldn't. In statistics, they may. But a false positive, right, if we're talking about breast cancer, a false positive is you do a biopsy, the biopsy comes back as cancer, but you never had the cancer. That's a real false positive. But having a mammogram go, you know, this area looks suspicious, take a better look. You taking a sample to take a better look. The sample looking okay, that's not a false positive. If you really look at the definition of it. So, you know, but I understand the argument is, well, Vidalia, we don't want people getting mammograms and going, oh, this looks funny, oh, this looks funny, oh, this looks funny. You know, so I get that. But you know what? Christina Applegate had cancer, bilateral breast cancer at age 36. You know, when a woman gets breast cancer at age 40, all right, you think she wants, you know, this recommendation of, oh, no, just wait till you're 50, you're good? No. I still recommend a baseline between 35 and 40. And I recommend a baseline so that this is how we've done it for years. We don't do it anymore because of Obamacare, but you get a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40 years old. That baseline is what your future mammograms can be compared to see if there's change. So then you get a mammogram when you're 41, you know, maybe every few years in your 40s. That's how we used to do it, every few years in your 40s. Get that mammogram, compare it to your baseline, and go, all right, looks good. Or, oh, you know what? This looks different. This area is looking different. Maybe that's how they could pick up a stage zero. Obviously, somebody picked up a stage zero. If a stage zero breast cancer exists, that means somebody must have picked that up because a mammogram looked funny. No, but no, nobody gives credits to the mammograms, you know, for that. Some women, they go, look, I don't want the radiation. Well, you could do an MRI of your breasts. It's expensive. Insurance may not pay for it, but you could do an MRI. What are the risk factors for breast cancer? So risk factors are if you're older than 50, if you have family history of breast cancer, if you have the BRCA1, BRCA2 genetic mutations, you're at higher risk for breast cancer. Alcohol use. If you drink a lot of alcohol, you're at higher risk. If you've never been pregnant, or if the first time you got pregnant, you were over 35 years old. If you started your periods at age 11 or younger, if you're obese, especially after menopause, dense breasts, don't exercise a lot, use birth control, and previous radiation therapy. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we had talked about how the other day Hugh Hefner had passed away in his Playboy Mansion home. And so there's been a lot of articles coming out on Hugh Hefner's past, and one article that came into the medical headline realm was a old interview done by Crystal Harris, his current widow, claiming that Viagra caused her late husband's hearing loss. and how Hugh Hefner was afraid to use Viagra because he didn't want to lose any more hearing. Now, I guess this was an interview that was done back in 2011, and Harris was 25 years old at the time, and she told Howard Stern on the Howard Stern Show that the Playboy founder, Hugh Hefner, wanted to avoid the erectile dysfunction medication due to its effect on his hearing. And so we had talked about this on the show years ago, and so it was brought up again on Facebook asking me what Viagra and hearing loss. I mean, we know there's an issue with blue lights and stuff, but what's going on with the hearing? So, just to recap, in 2007, there was a study published in the Archives of Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery. So, otolaryngology is the study of the otos, which is the ears, and laryng, which is the larynx of the throat. So, otolaryngology kind of has to do with head and neck, okay? And I guess in 2007, the study reported sudden hearing loss in one or both ears of some individuals who took Viagra or other PDE5 inhibitors. The phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors are what we use for erectile dysfunction. Remember, we talked about the nitrous oxide and the cyclic GMP and how, I don't want to get too technical, but basically it prevents a feedback mechanism that allows the smooth muscle wall of the arteries of the penis to stay relaxed, such that blood could flow in, engorge the corpus cavernosum, so that a male can maintain an erection. Because in a normal cycle of things, you're not supposed to have an erection very long. You're supposed to do your business and then go back and hunt and gather, right? You know, that's how it was, you know, designed. You have sex, you move on. All right, go hunt for food. But unfortunately, the older you get, or the more issues you have with your circulation, the blood seems to return and leave the penis sometimes a little quicker. Or not enough blood flow will engorge the penis enough to maintain an erection such that you could finish a sex act. So these phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors, which were originally planned for pulmonary hypertension to help relax blood vessels and allow to fight that cardiopulmonary sort of pathology. And again, everyone says, yeah, it was a heart medicine at first. Well, yeah, that's how it worked. They found that it improved erections. And boy, did it take off. Pfizer made a lot of money. Makers of Levitra, Cialis, they've been really, really happy. And of course, everybody's happy to the point now where we have a sexual revolution in older individuals, and STDs are rising. You know, it's crazy. But, you know, if everyone's happy, I'm happy. So, what could it be doing with the hearing loss? Well, the FDA was getting reports, and a lot of reports on hearing loss, such that they said, you know what, all right, we need manufacturers of Viagra, Levitra, Cialis to include warnings of the side effect on their label. Now, what was? Why did they think the hearing loss was occurring? Well, experts kind of postulated, and I have this article on my website. Go to drdaya.com if you need. They postulated maybe what it was is if you have increased blood flow, and maybe the ears and the very delicate nerve cells within the ear, the cochlea and stuff, that need to transmit sounds to the brain, because it was a sensorineural hearing loss, as opposed to a conductive hearing loss. Sensorineural hearing loss is where, you know, your ear canal is nice and clear, the sounds are coming in, but your ear can't transmit those sounds properly to the brain for the brain to understand them and process them. I also with that, which, you know, has been kind of concerning us, is maybe the ear is working fine, but the brain is having trouble processing the sounds. And, you know, hearing loss could be a sign, an early sign of dementia. Even though, yes, with age, sensorineural hearing loss can be just that. Well, okay, you know, and it could just be, you know, some hearing issues. How do you know if it's the inner ear versus a brain issue, with the brain not, processing the sounds right? So that's why we recommend, you know, if anybody does have hearing issues, get your hearing checked, but also keep an eye out for, is this a sign of early dementia? Problem is that so many of us get hearing loss. I mean, I have hearing issues, we all do. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, dementia, but if somebody is starting to get demented, they or lose, you know, cognitive issues, that could be a sign that there is a processing issue. And think about it. You know, if you have mini strokes, we talk about multi-infarct dementia, where you have all these little baby mini strokes that happen because you have high cholesterol or diabetes, etc., such that, you know, that part of the brain isn't getting the blood flow that it needs, so it may not work as well. And so I wouldn't be surprised if somebody that has high cholesterol, diabetes, hypertension, and is having little multi-infarcts happen in the brain, I wouldn't be surprised that the olfactory portion of the brain is just not getting the acuity that it needs to understand the sound. So it's something to think about. So back to the Viagra, they think maybe the increased blood flow to the ear could hurt some of the nerve cells. The other thing is with a rush of blood and an engorgement that could be happening as a result of Viagra, maybe there's a little bit more turbulence to that because people are complaining that they also have ringing in the ears. Now, I don't know, have any of you used Viagra and lost your hearing or had ringing in the ears? I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the FDA prompted warnings, and then in 2011, another study came out by Dr. Khan et al., and he said there is increasing evidence that these phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors may induce sensorineural hearing loss via plausible physiological mechanisms. Now, I don't have all the physiological mechanisms, but again, there's some mechanism that could be happening with these medications. And he says there needs to be more awareness of this disabling side effect among healthcare professionals responsible for prescribing the drug. So, many individuals, especially older individuals, start to lose their hearing. They go, you know what, it was the music. You know, I was at Grateful Dead concerts, and, you know, I really liked my, you know, Rush and Depeche Mode and rock in the 80s. And yeah, you know, loud sounds, absolutely. You know, loud music could mess with their ears. That's what messed me up. I've had hearing issues for a while. But the problem is when seniors lose their hearing, all right, if they're losing it as an age-related process, it's very slow and gradual. If anybody feels sudden hearing loss, and we're talking whoosh, I mean, we are talking like all of a sudden, or transiently, I would be concerned about that. It could be a mini stroke. It could be because of your medication, and maybe not even the Viagra. Maybe there's another medication that's causing it that you just don't know. So any abrupt onset hearing loss should prompt a hearing specialist. So my guess is Hugh Hefner, and boy, did he live an active life and probably made every guy jealous. I think every guy has got to have been jealous of Hugh Hefner with the mansion and the babes that he always had and the young wives, and, you know, and it blows my mind that he actually wasn't on Viagra during all that time. You would think he would be. But, you know, very, very spry guy. Maybe he didn't need it. But, my guess is the hearing loss must have been abrupt to the point that it scared the hell out of him. He's like, I better not touch this stuff. Again, it's not for everybody. I mean, it doesn't happen to everybody. But some of you may notice that. Now, is the damage permanent? We don't know. Okay, well, again, we don't really understand why it's affecting the hearing. And I don't think there's been a lot of studies since 2011. So we're still on the fence with figuring out what the hell's going on. But like I said, any hearing loss, even if your hearing loss has been gradual, or any ringing in the ears, you have got to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor or a hearing specialist or audiologist to get that checked out. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we're back
the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Frank. Is this our buddy Frank from Vegas?
Guten Morgen, Fraulein D.
It's Frank. Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Well, getting old sucks. I don't have to tell you that, but you touched a chord 2 days ago on your distaste for wine. Oh boy, you're I thought the same thing as I was saying. I was bartending at the Newport Beach Marriott at the view at the top where you could see from Catalina all the way, barring overcast, all the way past Dana Point. And it's called the view. And I had to put the old classic, the vest on, the bow tie, and the tux shirt.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't like wine either until I got to taste. They do these, the chef brings us in because you can eat at the bar, and a lot of people don't realize that they'll serve. And anyway.
What year was this, Frank?
Let's see, I got out in 86, I'm going to say 87, 88.
You got out of the military? You got out of jail?
I got out of the Army.
Oh, you got out of the Army. Yes. Oh, bless you, Frank. Thank you for your service. Oh, you're awesome. Thank you.
Well, trust me, guard duty on the wall was something to see back then.
Wow.
You never forget it. You never forget it. That wall was built to keep people in, and we're against keeping, a wall people out, not to mention the diseases that are coming in. And you covered, by the way, Las Vegas is number one in syphilis. Number one. And a lot of people don't realize penicillin, don't understand, they're not teaching the words immunity in school anymore and what immunity means. It has other means than just legal terms, as in you can't touch me. When a disease says you can't touch me, we as a people are in trouble. Going back to wine, we had to take sips. I didn't like wine. I did like beer, but the two most expensive wines the bar served, I go, that's really good. And I'm going out on a limb and say you've never got to taste. And at some time, I called to say, Doc D's, give a $60 bottle a taste. I know you're of a different faith, but the priest says...
No, you could say it. I'm cheap. I will not spend $60 on something put in your mouth, on a bottle of something that you eat or drink. I just don't... I mean, $60 is a lot of money. I'll buy makeup with it. You know, I'll buy, I don't know, a bunch of enemas, but I will not... I just don't understand. How do you spend that kind of money? But you're probably right. If I actually had fancy, schmancy, expensive wine, my guess is it would taste pretty good, huh?
As I was saying, the priest says gifts of God for the people of God. And I feel the same way about pot, too, marijuana. Mm. But unfortunately, my doctor in the VA read me the Wire Act. She goes, Frank, federal Trump state. And if you go to chronic pain, they've compartmentalized, and if you go to chronic pain, they're going to drug test you, and which means I can, if I come up positive, I can lose everything.
Okay, well, let's take a step back, Frank. So you're part of the VA system, and you they treat you for chronic pain. Because why would they drug test you? What are they treating you for where they'd have to drug test you?
When I got out of the Army, Doc, I was 5'11 and 3/4". As of 5 years ago, for the most part, and I just accepted because I was working so many jobs trying to achieve whatever it is a man's achieving, and I just accepted 5'10", and I'd forgotten that I was, now I'm 5'9", spinal stenosis, and I'm feeling it. My spine, my body is collapsing on itself, and I cannot express to you the pain.
I can
I'm not
imagine.
Looking for forward to opiate. I'm not looking forward to opiates because of the word tolerance.
Right.
And lawyers have taken tolerance out of the courts, and they've taken films. DUIs.
But
there is so much.
Yeah,
Craig,
sorry to interrupt with you, but I know I make fun of you a lot on the show, but honestly, you have some interesting things I want to talk to you about here. So you brought up marijuana. Do you think marijuana would help you with your pain?
Well, as far as rheumatoid and osteo, there is an oil that you ingest, but you got to have the cannabis sativa oil. It is a tremendous gift from God, but it has so many enemies, Doc. It has, from the colonial days, the rope, our constitution's written on a paper that doesn't require dioxinol, the chemical companies, Dow. It is a magnificent gift from God, that's all I can tell you. And a lot of people, they don't like it. I was a very high-strung guy, as you can tell. Marijuana just made me say, you know what, let me smoke marijuana and I can do communism. That's a scary thought, but anyway, I want you to have a good weekend. I wish you would, with some of your success. Don't be so cheap. Try one of God's gifts, would you?
I know, but $60 on a Lord have mercy. Man, all right. Well, thank you, Frank. God bless you. And again, thank you for...
Wait, one last thing.
One last thing. Weren't you dry and sober? Are you still dry and sober?
I was 23 days, and then I got some good news, and it called for a celebration. Who loves you, baby?
I know, Frank, I know, but come on. Okay, so go back to doing the dry thing, because that was really good. All right. Okay, thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Man, honestly, you guys, I don't think I've met a veteran that I didn't love. Honestly, you guys out there, you know, God bless you. And I promised myself I wouldn't bring up the NFL, but I watched a Packers game. The Packers did pretty good. You know, poor Bears, they you know, got squashed. Yeah, and they actually said that the game was over, like, I guess when there was, you know, 13 minutes left of the fourth quarter. Are you serious? You're already going to call the game over? But I guess Packers did that well. And I guess what the NFL now is doing, I don't know if this is moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction, but I guess the NFL players are now standing and locking arms during the anthem. Now, I don't have a dictionary helping me define what each and every sort of, I guess, stand or movement or, you know, position means, you know, when it comes to what these protests are. But I like the fact that there was standing during the national anthem. I'm not sure what the locking of the arms was. Was the locking of the arms were against Trump? Was the locking of the arms were with the NFL? Was the locking of the arms, you know, we are for equal rights? I think what's happened, and it's happened on purpose, is there's a blurring of what these protests actually are. There's a lot of confusion right now. Kaepernick was kneeling because it was an anti-police protest where he was against police brutality of minorities that he felt was occurring. And that's what he was kneeling to. And it was a, this isn't my country if this is what happens in my country. I'm not sure what, if everybody else is protesting that same reason, or are they protesting the SOB remark from Donald Trump. But all I know is any of you guys that have fought for our country and, you know, served it, the flag and the anthem helps honor you. And we should be standing and saluting you. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.